their kids are not going to be able to have jobs someday because AI will take over.
Well, I'll tell you, AI has been amazing because right now we have more jobs, more people working right now in the United States by far than we ever had before. And outside of the war, and I assumed the economy was going to go down, the stock market would go down 20-25%. It's actually up.
He was supporting legislation that was bipartisan but mainly Republican-backed that would give literal liability protection from state, local, and individual, and most of the federal government, other than the executive branch, to a whole list of top AI companies. And the legislation would create a board of tech heads who would have the liability protection, but none of their competition would. And Trump's now created a board and has nine people on it. Now, that legislation got shot down. He brought it back up last year when he got in office. It failed again. So he signed an executive order and set up a commission. Notice Elon Musk is not on it. Ensuring a national policy framework for artificial intelligence.
It seems to be, with Trump going into Iran, no matter who you vote for, you do seem to get a lot of the same foreign and economic policy in my country. You do seem to get military intervention abroad and then kind of the tech and the financial sector dominating the domestic political agenda, no matter who's in there. And that's why all these tech CEOs are clustered around him in China. These are the same people that were with Biden and Harris and censoring their websites to limit conservative speech when they were in. So they obviously view themselves as the actual government, and whoever the president is like a guy giving them a tour.
They might be half right.
I think they're more than half.
How much are you spending, would you say, over the next few years?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I think it's probably going to be something like, I don't know, at least $600 billion through 28 in the U.S. Yeah.
It's a lot.
No, it's significant.
That's a lot.
Citizens will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording and reporting everything that's going on. And it's unimpeachable. The cars have camera, cameras on them. I think we have a squad car here someplace. But those kind of applications using AI, if we can use AI, and we're using AI to monitor the video. It's not people that are looking at those cameras. It's AI that's looking at the camera. No, no, no. You can't do this. It would be like a shooting. That's going to be an event that's immediately, an alarm's going to go off. It's going to be, and we're going to have supervision. In other words, every police officer is going to be supervised at all times.
Just by these corporations and their operations with anything they say is AI, that means anything computers, being above the law, that creates a oligopoly of action, an eminent domain and total control, and they can toxic waste, steal water. They've already been caught doing it.
Data centers continue to use public water supplies without authorization. In Georgia, a data center campus consumed nearly 30 million gallons of water without initial payment, while local residents' taps run dry.
And then they are above the law and allowed to have all the energy they want from fossil fuels. But still, they're going to have a lot of the green regulations on the general public, though Trump's backed off some of that.
So-called technology transition rule, which was crazy, forced companies to adopt specific high-cost refrigerants, massively driving up the price of transporting and strong and storing refrigerants and various goods. Today's reforms will deliver significant financial relief.
Us eating beef is bad. Us having a car is bad. You having a space heater is bad. All these jurisdictions banning fireplaces and barbecue pits. That's all bad, even though that's part of the atmosphere and good for the Earth. Methane's good. It's what holds the atmosphere in. We've always had mammals going around and other creatures passing gas. But now we got to shove tubes up the cows' butts in Canada and Europe and capture the methane and pump it into a mine shaft because it's deadly. But AI companies, they can do whatever they want. So when I was the first to say, almost 2 years ago when he's president-elect, I said, this establishes an AI dictatorship. I still support President Trump. People got really mad at me. They said, oh, come on, don't use a term like that. I read the damn legislation.
I'll start with sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex.
This is rocket fuel. This is incredible. This is rocket fuel. because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex, 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 Rex. This is a cocktail I drink every day. A squirt of ultramethylene blue and T3. You are insane if you don't get it. Insane if you don't get it. Okay? Well, listen, 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 listen. Well, listen, listen, listen. You are insane if you don't get it. Insane if you don't get it. I am a wrecking ball. I am obsessed with this. I can't stop. 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 And now I'm having this. And now I'm having this. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex, 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 Rex. This is the truth. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex, 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 Rex. You understand that? Does that burn into your brain?
I think I'm going to buy some methylene blue now.
TheAlexJonesShow.com.
Sisters out there today. Well, I'm here on the Fox News television telling you about little old data center buddy. Little old data center buddy is sad. He doesn't have all the water and power he needs to generate the AI Antichrist. Well, you can be responsible for fueling your own destruction and damnation. Just go to giveuptheplanet.com today and donate your child's college fund or 401k. Because it's all about building more data centers. You want more data centers in your community. You want not potable water. You want to starve. You want to have rolling brownouts and blackouts. Because, folks, that's America in 2026. So support your local data center today at giveuptheplanet.com.
All right, that's enough fun. That's enough fun. We like to have fun here. That was a little bit of a riff because I'm watching Fox News with my grandparents. Like last week, I'm watching Hannity and it cuts off Hannity doing his war propaganda. And it's literally like a Sarah McLachlan style, like save the pet, save the animal commercial, not for a political candidate, not for a party, not for a cause, even specifically for a data center. So that's where we are. And you'd think that was a joke. Honestly, I was kind of kind in my parody because I didn't even say or cut back to it. Let's go back to it again. Let's go back to it again. I'm going to do it in the spirit of the ad that I watched.
Folks, I want you to understand. If you don't support the brave little data center, you ever read that book as a kid, that good old book, that little engine that could? Well, if you don't support the data center, you're not American. You might even be a Democrat. And we all know the label Democrat, like the race label racist in the past, is the absolute worst thing to ever be called. That's what propaganda is. So if you don't want to be called a Democrat and you want to usher in the AI hell, then go to giveuptheplanet.com today. Or just go to Lindsey Graham's website and give him a bunch of money. Either way, you're going to build more data centers.
All right, and you'd think that that's a joke, but it's literally for real. It's kind of unbelievable at this point. And that's why, honestly, I'm a little bit positive. I'm feeling a little bit happy today because I'm like, the youth is going to do something about this, right? We see how monstrous and screwed up it is. We're going to rise up against it. I genuinely believe that peacefully, nonviolently, of course. But we're reaching that point in the country where it's becoming a little bit too obscene to tolerate. I want to go ahead and play this unity moment, which is clip 12. And this is Candace Owens and Anna Kasparian. After I play this clip, I'm going to read out the number and I want you guys to call in. I have questions for you about how you're doing, how you're able to or not able to pay your bills right now because of Trump's war. That's what I want to hear you talk about. If you want to ask questions about the Joe Kent interview or questions you'd like to hear me ask him in the future, that's also cool. The number to call in is 512-266-0642. That's 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. Let's go ahead and roll that Anna Kasparian clip.
And we need to find a way. We need to start strategizing on how to change the political class entirely. All of them. Okay. And the Chuck Schumers on the Democratic side, they got to go.
Mm-hmm.
They got to go.
Totally agree.
Yeah. Well, you guys, it has been an absolute honor to host Anna Kasparian. I am sure there will be backlash. Actually, not for me. My audience is very split now.
Really?
I'm not.
I know, but females in my family who are watching you, I was like, I was pretty shocked. Like, yeah.
You know, because I just hate everybody.
Shout out to Lily Rodriguez, by the way.
Rodriguez. Yeah, I just don't care anymore. We have to do more of this. It is the only way we're going to save this country. Against the Epstein class. And so if you're anti-pedophiles, if you are against what is going on in Gaza, then we really are actually on the right side. We're on the same side. Not the right side, I should say the same side.
It's the same side.
Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next time.
And, you know, growing up in media, just in general, these people hated each other. All right. But it's bigger than that. We don't care about the beefs, the arguments, the disagreements of the past. This is about stopping the murder, stopping the genocide. If we call ourselves Christians, if we call ourselves believers in God, believers in Christ, who, of course, is the only God, right? If we say that truthfully, then we cannot support murder. So I think everyone's coming together and having a great unity moment on this. It needs to continue. It needs to extend. And this is an important point to make. I think about this a lot. So you have people on the left that were raised on a steady diet of environmentalism and anti-colonialism. And with the environmentalism side, I mean, screw that. Screw not eating a steak. Screw not getting on a plane or driving a car. They're building data centers that are going to use 10 times the power of all human beings on Earth. Okay, so that's that out the window, right? And then look at the anti-colonialism thing. Well, if America is so bad because they did it 100 or 200 years ago, look at Israel. They're doing it right now on video, in 4K video. I interviewed Anthony Aguilar. He took the video of the people running to the GHF aid centers getting gunned down. It's happening right in front of their face. So that's why people on the left are turning from it. And people on the right, I would say that don't matter anyway. Sorry to swear on air. I apologize. Amateur hour moment there. The human right aspect, the belief in God, the divine nature of the human person and the relationship we can have through God, through theosis, all of that. Like that, that's what I would define as my classical liberal value. Right? Saying that we have rights from God, not from the government. And it's not just us. It's everybody else too. Okay? Like we don't live on a special island. We were supposed to export these values and we export the exact opposite of them, ladies and gentlemen. And it's time for that to change. And the youth is recognizing the hypocrisy of it. Okay. I want to go ahead and plug again because I'm a small businessman. I need your support. I've got a lot of classic products. If you're a longtime InfoWars viewer, now Alex Jones Network viewer, AJN Live viewer, 50%off.com. That's 50%off.com. I've got Knockout Sleep Support. I've got Brain Force Plus. I've got Super Silver Wound Gel. I've got all the classic products that you remember, or a lot of them at least. I reformulated Knockout Sleep Support, and I've got it available on 50%off.com. Guys, if we can pull that up really quick, I do want to show it. I have not changed the price since 2015. Go ahead and click on that, Knockout Sleep Support. That's $29.95, and I'm going to do it blindfolded. I can tell you everything that's in it right now. GABA, L-theanine, melatonin, hops flower leaf extract, valerian root leaf extract, lemon balm leaf extract, valerian root, L-tryptophan, all of these things. I know this product like the back of my hand. I literally sold this product for a decade straight. Hundreds of thousands of units sold, millions of satisfied customers. No one else is going to be able to give you a deal on a supplement like that. The reason why I'm plugging this one right now, if you take a look at the lineup on the Alex Jones store, they don't have a dedicated sleep supplement. So I'm not trying to cut on anyone's market or anything like that. But if you want the best sleep supplement around, the best sleep supplement that money can buy, go to 50%off.com and check out Knockout Sleep Support. I've also got classic toothpaste on there. If you want the fluoride-free toothpaste with the iodine and the tea tree oil, I've got that available as well. You want it, I've got it. I'm the only place around where you can get it. If you're buying from a Dr. Jones Naturals, for an example, that company got sold. I was their fulfillment partner. They left me. I was doing 2,000 orders a month for them. They said, tough luck, kid. We can do it for a buck cheaper. So they left me. And I had a bunch of overhead and a bunch of employees and a bunch of downsizing I had to do. But I'm out here as the original doing what I was doing when I was 10 years old, which is selling supplements, asking you if you need it, if you need toothpaste supplements, if you have skincare needs, any of it, go to 50%off.com. Thank you so much for that. We got callers on the board. Let's go ahead and talk to Bart in Georgia. Bart in Georgia, you are on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call, sir. But let me point out all the illegal immigration, jacking our rent up, and this war in Iran is ruining America. And I'm looking at Trump, and, you know, I've mentioned this before with Harrison Smith. Trump needs to be drug tested. There's this drug in Colombia called Devil's Breath.
Scopolamine.
Yeah, I think Israel or somebody is giving him a drip, just a little bit. He needs to be drug tested, and I'm not joking around. This is a serious thing. I think that he's under the influence of some kind of poison, and he's doing whatever he's told to do.
Wow, that's actually a really solid theory. I'm writing that down. Trump needs to be drug tested. Damn, I wish I had asked that to Joe. That's a phenomenal question. You know, a lot of like the lackadaisical kind of like floating around. You ever see like the old cartoon where it's like the guy and he's like floating towards the pie? You know what I'm talking about? Where he's kind of like skywalking on twinkle toes. We see a lot of that behavior from Trump we didn't used to see. So I think that's definitely a fair critique. What else is on your mind?
These alpha gal ticks. Don't even walk across the grass on the way to your car now. Another bioweapon. And then the data centers, all these things are ruining America piece by piece. And I could just go on for an hour if you let me.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. It's outrageous. I mean, Bill Gates and all of them laugh about it, you know, years later. And then, boom, we got this explosion in the Lone Star tick. Obviously, this is not organic. This is not natural. These things don't just happen overnight. This is a program being run on people, and it's something the government is not investigating or talking about. They might pay lip service to it. But this is the thing, is like, if there's a candidate, I don't care who it is, that comes forward and talks about this stuff and makes it a priority, we eliminated the screwworm all the way down to the Darien Gap. All right, the screwworm is a very nasty creature, which larvae, they get like this big. They burrow into mammalian flesh. It's disgusting. Look it up. Look up an image of it if you want to throw up. That's a free card to throw up whenever you want to. Just look up the screwworm. We eliminated the screwworm using irradiation sterilization techniques. And I've read a lot about ticks. Their life cycle is a lot more complicated. Here's the thing. If people are going to be doing Bill Gates stuff, if they're going to be shooting missiles of dust at the sun and releasing mosquitoes and making the lab-grown meat out of the cancer cells, and that's all true, you can look it up, it's all confirmed. If they're going to do that, why can't we just get rid of this tick? Why can't we do it? That's what I support, and I appreciate your call. Thank you so much, Bart in Georgia. I want to go to Omar. Omar from Yemen, how are you doing in California now?
I'm doing good, brother. How are you doing?
That's another day. I'm breathing. I'm grateful.
Hey, I've been listening to your father since 2010. God bless him. God bless you and your family, man. And, you know, me and my family, we take the supplements. And my kid had a bad reaction in 2010 to the vaccines. And I seen a video with Alex Jones on YouTube talking about the vaccines and stuff. And eventually I woke up, and ever since then we've been taking care of our health. So thank you. Thank your father for that. And I want to say, you know, if you connect the dots about how this whole thing started, like the way Trump changed on everybody, it's obviously they're being blackmailed, and it's not just him. It's every politician. The whole Epstein thing being revealed was not about just Trump. It was about every politician to step in line, stand in line, and act right. You know, notice none of them went against the war. After that whole Epstein thing showed, basically proved that everybody is tied into it, they basically blackmailed every politician, or just about everyone, to get in line with the war, right? Right after that, the war happened, and nobody went against it. Nobody, not Democrats or the Republicans, they all went along with it. They talked a little bit, yeah, like, you know, like they're against it, but nobody stood up against it, you know, like, really?
Well, that's a key point. And like the people that did stand up against it on the fringes, people like us, people like MTG, people like Tucker, people like Candace Owens, for example, we were labeled as not MAGA, as traitors, as whatever, all because we just believed in, like, I guess the lies that we had been sold about no new wars. I mean, Omar, you heard them say that, right? Yeah, your ears, they took in that message. They said no new wars, and they do new war. What do you think?
I heard it twice for, and I was going to ask, I was going to tell you.
Did we lose him?
We're good with the Muslim community. Detroit and in New York, the Muslims I'm starting to notice a lot of my buddies are all kind of going along. They're loving Trump. They're loving what he's saying. And then right away, once he got in and started supporting Israel and the war, my Muslim buddies and my friends, they're like, hey, what's going on? We didn't want this.
Right.
We just wanted peace. We don't want war. You know,
right.
They really destroyed his. He could have had the whole country on
I
his
know.
Side if he would have went against it.
I know, Omar. Really, really quick. I'll let you talk more. Not trying to get you off the phone. That is what is so tragic and heartbreaking about all this, man. Is he had a mandate from heaven to lead. The Democratic Party was completely destroyed, obliterated. Like he claimed, Iran's nuclear facility was obliterated. The Democratic Party was actually obliterated, and it is literally like you write a manual of everything to do wrong, and then you execute on it. Like that's what we witnessed, and that's what's so heartbreaking. And you get into the question of the blackmail. I don't even think blackmail is enough, because if you're the president of the United States, you should just be able to take out your phone and say, hey, I've been kidnapped. And then you post that and we save the country. But I think it's like threats on the life, like we'll kill you immediately. We have instant kill technology. This is just kind of the stuff that I've been thinking about, because it seems like we got a bunch of old people that don't want to die at any cost. What do you think about that?
Make a plug.
Sure, go ahead.
It sounds about right. And not only that, it's like we need to find people that are not scared, that will get up. And why do we have to act? Why do our politicians have to stay quiet on TV and, you know, act accordingly and not say nothing? Like, if I was blackmailed, I would wait until every camera's watching and I'll say, hey, these guys are right behind me. They're blackmailing me. And why we got to, like, just shut up? And
yes.
You know, I think that's America's weakness, is that they don't want to act up, you know, and that's why the black areas, police don't really mess around with too many black people anymore, because they get aggressive. That's just the truth. You know, we got to stand up. And I was going to make a plug about the supplements.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, a few months back, it was Ramadan. We're fasting, right? And I was taking the Optimal Human, the green powder, and I was taking the Life Force every night, like two pills a night, right before I sleep. And man, I swear, man, that stuff, like, I will go through my whole day of fasting, no water, no food, not even warm. I was not thirsty. I wasn't hungry. I would just feel really good. All my friends were like, are you really fasting, or are you drinking water and the cuts, like hiding and drinking water, coffee? And I'm like, no, I'm just taking Optimal Human at night right before I go to sleep. And man, that stuff is like lightning, dude.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Thank you so much, Omar. Really appreciate the plug. Call back in anytime. Let's go to Lee in Kansas. Let's do Lee in Kansas. Lee in Kansas, you are on the air, my friend.
Hi, Rex. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I just got a couple of questions for you. One has to do with Democrats, and the other has to do with the CIA. Let me do the CIA question first. I didn't tell your operator about it, but what do you think about this guy that just got busted with $40 million in gold bullion, gold bricks?
Blue chip prospect.
In foreign capital, 30 luxury watches, and he wasn't qualified to even be in that position to begin with. As they're doing the investigation on him, he was an IT specialist that made up a story, faked his resume, and got high ranking in the CIA.
Yeah, no, I think it's
I
think it's insane. I think it's an example of just like how many frauds are able to slip their way, you know, into these different, you know, appointed positions or like government organizations or like powerful bureaucracy. I think there's probably, you know, 1,000 people like him, if not more. And I think he's just one of the guys that got caught, probably a lower level. But it's insane how someone like that, like you said, like a failed IT guy that lied about his resume, that he could get in and get $40 million worth of gold from the CIA for some mission. Or whatever. But I just say, here's the thing. I don't know enough about it. I just say blue chip prospect. Whatever he was involved in was probably insane. So.
Okay. My second question is about Hunter Biden. He's doing the course around doing interviews.
Yep.
At Candace Owens recently. Is there any way you might be able to get him on your show, get him in the hot seat and ask him the tough questions about what's been going on, both with his father's administration and what he knows about Epstein.
That's a phenomenal question. I'd absolutely love to interview him if he was to become available. I don't know who his publicist is or whatever, but I'd love to ask him about Burisma. I'd love to ask him about the business dealings. And I'd really love to ask him about, you know, Biden, his relationship, you know, with Obama and these other parties and how that might correlate to what's happening right now. And kind of just the factional nature of power, because he's a part of a power block, right? Like whether he's born into that or whatever, even though like he's an artist, a recovering addict now, God bless him. He's a part of a faction and like you're born into that. You don't get to choose necessarily. So I'd want to talk to him on a factional basis because I was also born into a faction, the Patriot Liberty faction, of course, but the same type of thing. So I want to ask him, hey, what's it like, you know, cradle to, you know, you're still alive, not to grave, being a part of this thing. Did you ever have a choice? That's what I would ask him.
You also should ask him about his relationships with members of the Chinese intelligence through the CIA.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's too much to list, brother. I agree.
Him to quit.
I agree. There's too much to list. Like, that's the thing. I just try to give you one answer. I appreciate your call. Anything you want to say in closing?
No, I just was more curious to hear about that. And like your father's mentioned how he has connections with, you know, intelligence. And here we have this intelligence agent that is obvious fraud, made up his entire resume. It's all a farce.
Right.
And yet he was able to get $40 million in gold bars.
Well, I mean, we bomb schools and kill little kids. So, like, I agree with you. It's insane. But, like, I don't see the connection. So
there's no accountability in D.C.
Totally.
Is what it seems like. And it's very obvious.
Yeah. No, 100%. What would you like to see? What are you going to vote for? Are you going to vote?
Oh, I do vote. I will never vote for a Democrat. I've seen way too much about their party that I just don't like. And I was a Democrat in New Hampshire for quite a while.
Right.
I have changed my party affiliation. And I'm looking at the candidates to see what they say in regards to both the issues in my state and in this country, plus our overseas dealings and, you know, why we're getting the wars. I know why we're going to war with Iran. I've known for a while. They can't have nukes, period. They were lying to us the whole time. The Operation Midnight Hammer was meant to take away their access to those subterfuges and any weapons they may have made, plus the delivery systems that they buried in all of those caverns. They caved in the access tunnels. And so now they can't get that. They don't have access to them. They're going to have to dig them out. They're still playing games with us when it comes to the negotiations, wanting to either have charges for people to use the strait or and be able to still have access to create nuclear fuel.
Yeah, but we lost.
What they say is civilian use. But we know they're lying.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with all your assertions there. We lost the war already. So, like, they can negotiate terms. They can dictate terms, quite frankly. They control the strait. They have the win condition. What's our win condition for this war?
What's our win condition?
Yes, how do we win? They win by keeping the strait closed.
They sign a guarantee that they won't work on it, and they know we have access.
So that's not winning, though. That's not winning. That's signing a piece of paper. What does the American military do in order to win the war? Can we win the war or not?
We can win the war, both with the military and through political means.
All right, you're smoking crack. Next caller. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. No. Enough. All right, we're going to take Godzilla in Wisconsin, IDF Palestine War. You're on the air, Godzilla.
Hey, Rex, how you doing? Happy Friday. Yeah, I was wondering if you've heard of Operation Cast Thy Bread.
Right. Let's talk about it after the break. We're coming up on a network break. Godzilla, stay with me. We got a lot more coming up. Really appreciate the call. Hey, anybody who says that we can win the war, we can win the fight, you're a BS artist, brother. I don't care what you have to say. We're patriots over here. I'll see you in the next segment.
When Barack Obama's birth certificate came out and I went to the government website, I downloaded the birth certificate, I put it into Adobe Photoshop, I separated the layers, and I thought, this is crazy. They released a fake birth certificate. I didn't need somebody to tell me that. I didn't read somebody say that and just believe it on trust of them. I did it myself. I saw it with my own eyes. I did it with my own hands. And then I tell my friend, he's like, you know, that's racist, right? I'm like, what? No, I just did it. And they're like, you know, it's like a racist conspiracy theory, right? And you're like, what is going on? So if you've experienced that, The reason is some people do not have the chemical balance to handle things like that. You need a lot of testosterone to handle things like that. You need to have your mind not warped and distorted by the dopamine feedback loop that social media is designed to create in your brain to enforce you into the pre-established, preordained, approved of mindset. So if you're here, you probably already are winning the chemical war over your own body, but that's why we sell the supplements that we do. Pretty much everybody takes them. Who doesn't take vitamins? Who doesn't supplement in some way or another? Who doesn't add a protein scoop when they get a smoothie at the store or take vitamin D or vitamin C or fish oil, you know, before bed or you know, when you wake up? Isn't a crazy thing. This isn't an out there woo-woo type of thing. Everybody takes supplements. Everybody I know takes supplements. And if you're not, you should be. And so all we do is get the best supplements on the market, white label them. And so you get them from us, you're probably getting a better price than at the store. And you're absolutely getting the best possible quality of all of these products. If you're here for the first time and don't know why you would support us, because you get the information for free, because the streams are free, because there's no obligation for you to support us, that's all part of the strategy. The fact is, we're able to keep this free because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Put this information into action. You have to understand the attack on humanity itself and then fight back against it in two different ways. One, by advocating and trying to seize power politically to change things from the top down. But while that's going on, you got to be protecting yourself against this stuff. And we have a lot of supplements and vitamins and minerals and merchandise for you to do exactly that. Things like Atomic Defense, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red. These things are extremely powerful and combat exactly the type of poisons that we talk about on a continual basis. So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making claims here. I'm not saying it's going to, you know, cure any diseases or anything. But I'm saying that in the modern world, it's microplastics and, you know, atrazine and herbicides and growth hormones and fluoride that they put in the water on purpose because they want you dumb. You have to combat these things. You have to be protecting yourself and building up your internal shield so you can even handle the information that we're bringing to you. And that really is a thing. Testosterone, the higher your testosterone is, the more likely you are to go against the grain, to reject the herd mentality of the crowd, and instead pursue justice or pursue the truth, regardless of who says anything about it. And there's a chemical balance that has to be achieved there. But that's why there's such an attempt to lower your IQ, lower your testosterone, lower your masculinity, lower your self-sufficiency, lower your self-confidence. Because they want you a tired, weak, overwhelmed, overworked slave. That's what the people in power have designed this world to do to you. And you don't have to take it. You can fight back. You can protect yourself. You can reverse the effects of the damage that's done to your body, as it is to all of our bodies, by going to the Alex Jones store and getting a product.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Brother, welcome back. We're nearing the end of the war room. We got a lot of great callers on the line. I want to get to everybody I can. We're talking to the great Godzilla of Wisconsin. Let's talk about Operation Cast Thy Bread. Tell me about it, Godzilla.
Yeah, I was wondering, have you ever heard of it?
No, I haven't. Maybe I have. I must have forgotten.
So I'll be quick. A brief summary. You can find it on Wikipedia. It was during the 1948 Palestine-Israel War. And it was a conspiracy theory, trope situation, but then proven true, where the IDF with David Guerin was using bacterial typhoid and putting in the wells of Palestinian villages to do like ethnic cleansing.
Wow.
And, you know, your father's always been about like the poison in the water and food and air. you know, and it's a, you know, critical element of the situation we're in because it's
sure. Let me read it. Let me read it for the viewers and listeners out there, especially listeners, people on radio. Operation Cast Thy Bread was a top secret biological warfare operation conducted by the Haganah, later the IDF, that began in April 1948 during the 1948 Palestine War. I assume that includes the Nakba. The Haganah used typhoid bacteria to contaminate drinking water wells in violation of the 1925 Geneva Protocol. I mean, that is literally that's CIA Wikipedia. You can't argue with it. So, I mean, yeah, this is key. I mean, you can look at images of the West Bank where, you know, dogs have been poisoned and these things are done. Ultimately, they don't see them as humans. They see them as animals that are occupying their territory. And, well, whatever you got to do to get rid of an animal, you do it. You know, it's almost like, you know, some learning was done after World War II where they're like, ah, you know, concentration camps, maybe not such a bad idea. Maybe we do that ourselves. And that is the complex about being tough, is like to be tough because you were abused. You have to continue the cycle of abuse and pick up the knife. We reject that. Go ahead.
100%, you know, and also, you know, from their religious ethno state, karmatically, energy wise, spiritually, you're going to shoot yourself in the foot by using such tactics in warfare. You know, it's going to come back to bite you
sure.
One way or another.
Well, the ends don't justify the means. So,
yeah, granted, you know, Israel's has such a small population. They have, you know, 15 million and such. They have to resort to such tactics. But still, that's not an excuse to do that.
Sure.
You know, it's just part of the brutality of war. And I totally feel you, Rex, being a younger gent and coming into the world, how horrible it is with this war situation. But, like, you know, it's unfortunately how we have to fight against it and try to make things better, of course. But it's what we've kind of, as a collective group, have allowed our
yes.
elites to set up this system of the military-industrial complex. Like, the U.S. alone is coming up on its 250th birthday.
Yes.
Out of those all those years, do you know how I was wondering the same, but do you know how many years of those 250 years we've not been in war? You're not going to believe this.
Tell me.
Only 22 years.
Wow.
Which, like, I'm sure, you know, you have to project power and maintain a superpower status, but there's a Goldilocks zone. And I think that's what in the world we're kind of reiterating now is, like, how to find that
I would say,
middle zone area.
I would
know,
say
because we can't live like this.
Yeah, you know, I totally agree. We can't live like this. A big question. I want to interview Joe Kinn already again. I have so much I didn't ask him. About non-proliferation and the nuclear problem. Some people, they believe the Earth is flat and that nuclear weapons don't exist. I believe that the Earth is round and that nuclear weapons do, in fact, exist. And if people were aware, and my dad talks about this all the time, especially in context of Russia, right? If people were aware of how close we were to midnight during the Biden administration, even now, if you look at the attacks on Putin's house or the attacks on their nuclear triad, if people were aware that these things do actually have consequences, I think they would care more. And sadly, they have to find out through the financial reality because, you know, as degraded as the empire is, it is still an empire at this point. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate it, Godzilla.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate it. Let's go to Sean in California. Sean, you're on the air.
Afternoon, Rex. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, love that conversation you had with Joe. My thought changed midway while I was listening because you had that caller who, while he was well spoken, he wasn't able to enunciate an end game for this
yes.
silly waste of resources. And I will tell you what, the end game for those clowns is they want to go through Turkey and unite with Ukraine, where a particular ethnic mafia that happened to come down to the Middle East was originally settled. They want to create that wedge that points right at the heart of Russia so they can split up one of the biggest Christian nations on the planet. So that's their end game, is getting themselves to poise. I kind of have a hobby as a kid, Rex. You know, if you couldn't afford a risk board, you draw maps as a kid, and then you would march your toy soldiers on your paper maps. I kind of would look at stuff like, if you split up this peninsula from this landmass, which, you know, sea route would you take, or how would you do a land invasion? I was a weird, you know, nerd kid like a lot of us, like, you know, your dad was. We study all that history stuff. So for what you're doing, by allowing us to present these ideas that, you know, we don't want this war in Iran. It doesn't give the U.S. anything good. Omar, the gentleman who called earlier from Yemen, pointed out that it loses the credibility of conservative Muslims because, yes, they exist. I know Palestinians and Pakistanis who would support Trump. But with this operation, unfortunately, that support. They look like they've been betrayed. We who are America first, like yourself and me, we feel betrayed, like he sold us out. And we know it's the usual same small segment of actors that, you know, try to manipulate a larger population and then play victim. We recognize what their end game is. They won't be happy until the dark forces they worship under the guise of Kabbalism and other religious rituals, they won't be happy until they turn this world into a cinder block or get absolute
power. Well, this is the key point, is like, we're told that we have to go to war and Americans have to die to prevent an ethno-state in the Middle East, when there's already an ethno-state in the Middle East. Forgive me, theocracy in the Middle East. It's both an ethno-state and a theocracy at the same time. And it's everything you're talking about, man. Like, they want to sacrifice the red heifer. They want to build the third temple. They want the Greater Israel Project. They want to absorb all these nations. And you talk about it, and somehow you're the criminal. You talk about it, and somehow you're the bad person. We're paying for it, okay? We're the pay pigs for all of this, for this entire system. And the moment the American taxpayer says, I've had enough, is the moment it all ends. And we can point all this blame on Israel and on the satanic death cult. And I do agree that that's there, and that is a huge problem. But it's really us. We're the problem, because we either don't care enough, or we like it because it boosts the stock market. That's the reality. So, in closing, your thoughts.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I want to give you something, Rex, that you may be aware of. Harrison's definitely aware of it. It's called newchristianright.com. You guys got a conference coming up in Dallas on May 31st. So J.P. Sears is going to be there. Harrison's going to be there. Looks like you got Alex Stein is going to be there. So there's going to be a lot of your guys, you know, speaking, that are part of the InfoWars family or around InfoWars, that are going to be you know, just discussing topics. And it looks like registration for those early bird tickets is going to end May 31st.
That's awesome.
So, you know, newchristianright.com. I think it's the rest of the site for you guys just to help out. I believe it says conference call there. Or no, conference/hashtag schedule. So
beautiful. We'll post it for people. We'll promote it. We appreciate you bringing that up. Then go ahead and throw up the website again, crew, so everybody can see that. And Alex Stein is going to be there. J.P. Sears will be there. Harrison will be there. We're really looking forward to that event. Are you going to be there?
I live in California, as you know, so I'd have to trek cross-country, but, you know, I'm trying to hold it
down. You never know. We got a lot of Californians in Austin, that's for sure, and Texas in general. So, you know, thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Sherry in Montana, talking about economy and data centers. Sherry, you're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, ever since this war started, I live in Billings, and we're pretty economically sound, but now it's gotten to the point,
right,
I have to strategically plan my days out, and I can only drive my car like 3 days a week.
Wow.
And I have to, and on those 3 days, I have to strategically plan which grocery stores I'm going to go to.
That doesn't sound like America. That doesn't sound like America. That doesn't sound like, you know, the place that we think is the greatest nation in the world. How long have you been dealing with this, and what's the sudden increase? Besides, of course, you're having to shop in shifts, you're having to find the best deals, you're having to limit how much you drive. How does that make you feel as an American?
Angry.
Me too.
So angry, because during Trump's first term, we had so much money, we didn't know what to do with it.
Right.
So we bought new cars. We spoiled ourselves and bought new cars. And we did a lot of things. We also saved money. But as soon as Trump got in after the first, or Biden got in within a year, we went from a huge savings account to where we're barely able to keep it afloat.
Right.
I mean, we stock everything away, and then I got to tell you, if there's a major crisis, we're not going to be able to solve it.
Yep.
I mean, our household.
Yep.
And it's just really gotten bad. And one of the reasons I moved back to Montana is I was from Seattle, the devil state.
Right.
And they're trying to turn us left here.
Really?
They're it is bad.
Tell me about it.
Bad. Well, we've got politicians that are actually pretty much promoting socialism and promoting these AI data centers.
Wow.
In fact, we have a big campus in Broadview that we're fighting, trying to get up. They They don't have the water for it.
Right.
They don't have the electricity for it. I mean, everything has gone up to the point, and we make good money.
Right.
My husband makes good money, and we are living paycheck to paycheck.
Right. Yeah. It is brutal. And I was looking at my bills and I was like, why am I so broke? And, you know, nothing has changed besides, you know, my shipping costs. Like, I run a fulfillment center. So because of the diesel surcharge, packaging has become, you know, 10 to 20% more expensive. And that dovetails into getting your materials, that dovetails into everything else, that dovetails into like consumer spending power. Consumer sentiment is at an all-time low. I sell retail products. So for me, this is devastating. And like, I'm an employer. Right. And I also had to pay rent for myself. And I find myself having to make a decision between those two choices. And that was not my reality before. And I think what's such a gut punch for people like you is like, we all thought that this was going to be better. We all thought that the opposite of this was going to happen. And, you know, people can say, oh, you're going to vote for Kamala? You're going to vote for Kamala? Trump ran on the truth and he delivered us lies. Okay, Kamala ran on lies. She was going to give us lies anyway. They told us good things. They told us we're going to stop the wars. They told us we're going to prioritize America. They told us we're going to stop inflation. All that is completely out the window. I understand your frustration. What's the name of that town really quick? I got to go to the next caller, but I'm going to do research on that. You break it down really quick.
On Broadview. It's in Broadview. There's only 130 people that live there, and they're and everyone in the surrounding area, including Billings, which is the next biggest town, we're totally freaking out because our gas, our electric, and our water's already soaring.
Wow. Already? Like, as they're building it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've been screwing us on. We have not changed our habits on our water at all. It's just me and my husband.
Right.
Our water has gone up from $35 a month to $150 a month.
Whoa.
Nothing different. Nothing different.
Wow. Yeah.
We're not even watering our lawn.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry that you, just like millions of other Americans, hundreds of millions of other Americans are in these situations. I'm in these situations as well. God bless you, ma'am. Thank you so much for your call. I'm going to take Don in Missouri, and I'm going to get to everybody else. I'm going to try to. Go ahead, Don in Missouri.
How you doing today, brother?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. You are wanting to hear from people, one, talk about the economy, and just to tailgate on that last caller a little bit.
Sure.
Sounds like she's, I don't know, what you say, she's struggling with it a little bit.
Water prices. Her water price went from 30 to 150. That's just one example.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Yeah.
That's not manageable in most people's budget. We started prepping, you know, about 15 years ago, and a big part of that process, when we first started prepping, just to tell the story a little bit, I got vaccine injured. We woke up. We started prepping. Okay, that's the short story. So we started prepping, and we were living pretty tight on that day. And when we started prepping on a weekly grocery trip, we might have $8 set aside for our preps, right? And over the years, God's provided us lots of abundance and really blessed us. But, you know, the people that are struggling with all this, that would be my... I don't want to say advice because nobody wants my advice, but work that budget. You know, our budget is scrupulous. So as the economy is eroded in the last 5 or 6 years, it hasn't had a ton of impact on our day to day. We're paying more for stuff, right? Two and a half times what we were for groceries 2 years ago. But because our budget was already so tight, already so lean, it's not like we're having to do without.
I understand that. I think that's a very important point to make to people is like, and I've tried to do the same thing right now, like going through my bills, trying to cut out everything that's unnecessary. There's always like waste in certain areas because we're human beings. We like to have fun, whatever. But
yeah, absolutely.
The thing is in the greatest country in the world, we shouldn't have to live this way. And we should have abundance. We should have excess. All right. Excess isn't a bad thing compared to scarcity. It really isn't. So I abhor this position we've been put in. It's good for you to be proactive, and especially on the prepping front. I mean, I've been an advocate of storable food for years, been an advocate for water filtration literally all my life. Having access to these things literally will keep you alive. Thank you so much, Don in Missouri. Let's go ahead and go to Emmett, who has been holding for 30 minutes. Emmett, I love you from Seattle. You're on the air.
Hey, trying to figure out how to pose this to you. The last two times I've called... the first was with your dad, and I got him to
agree to try and get Patrick Byrne on. And then the second time Patrick was on and I got in and spoke to Patrick directly and was able to ask him a bunch of questions about the Maduro arrest and his investigations with surrounding the Dominion voting fraud and all that. But I didn't really get to ask him the question I was digging at. But now in light of the Massey result and Massey losing his primary, I'm completely convinced that the reason that Trump is acting in this I don't give an F mode, like your dad calls it,
right,
is because when he captured Maduro and that other intel officer from the Venezuelan intelligence service, and then they didn't completely flip the government and wipe all the communists out, but they just put Delcy Rodriguez, the vice president, in and whatever. It became,
sure,
it was basically
a mini
CIA coup, yes. And I believe now, in light of the Massey result, that what's going on is that Trump has flipped Maduro and his intel people, whoever had the keys to the castle or the computer code keys, to effectively capture that Dominion voting system, voter fraud system, and basically turn the weapon that was used against him to steal his election, capture that and wield against as a revenge weapon. And I want to know what you think about that.
Well, I don't buy it, but I don't necessarily not buy it. I mean, you look at the mail-in votes that come in for Gallarin right on time and stuff like that makes me pause. I'm not entirely sure. I don't know enough about Venezuela and Maduro and the machines. I should watch more Patrick Byrne interviews. Really appreciate your call. You got anything else you want to talk about?
No, I'd really love to see if you guys can get Patrick back on recently. I haven't, I don't know how to reach out to him directly. I don't use any social media, but the only times I've interacted with him is through you guys' loving family. I love InfoWars.
Yes.
Whatever you guys call yourself now, and thanks for taking my call.
No, 100%, and I'll do more research. You'll see me put out maybe a show or an X post or a thread about it. Thank you so much. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. You're on the air.
Hey, Rex, thanks for taking my call. Good to talk to you.
100%.
You know what a rod from God is, don't you?
Tungsten steel. Yes, I do.
Yeah. What if we can put unlimited numbers of those up in orbit?
I guess we could use them,
Right. If we have an endless rain of rods from God coming down on the southern coast of Iran, do you think they're going to keep fighting us about the Strait of Hormuz?
Maybe not, but once you cross that bridge, you can't come back, and China and Russia would probably hit us with their own advanced systems. So it's kind of like nukes.
They're not radiating. There's no radiation.
I know, but
involved.
It's a level of escalation, like a comparable level of escalation would be the Arashnik missile, which is not carrying a nuclear warhead, but is nuclear capable. That's kind of a rod from God in its own way with the MIRV. So I think we would just see all out total war.
Well, I mean, we can be afraid of that if we want to, but that's not even our best weaponry. China and Russia know we have much, much better stuff than that. They've been let know, we have scalar weapons. We have all kinds of things. You know what the big stick was back in 1960s? The unlimited range cruise missile.
You're talking about, I guess it's nuclear powered or something. I thought we didn't
it
have
was.
Those.
Unshielded nuclear reactor. It was terrible in terms of it would fly over your country endlessly and pollute it with nuclear radiation. That's not the point of what I'm trying to make, though. If you make a supersonic shielded nuclear-powered cruise missile that creates a sonic boom endlessly, you could make a country just surrender because they have a sonic boom going over their heads endlessly all day, every day that you can't shoot down.
Sure. Sure. I look at it. I'm like, yeah, we could do it, but also war crime. So, I don't know.
Harassing the population is a war crime when all they have to do is surrender.
I would call it terrorism.
Well, nobody's being hurt except for their ears are ringing and there's a shockwave going on.
You don't think people would die from that?
Not if we don't want them to die from it, no. But I'm just, how long are they going to put up with it?
Right? I don't know. I don't think we can do that to people, bro.
Okay, well, I mean, if you don't want to engage in war, don't engage in war. But if you're
that's my position.
War,
you're right. Don't engage in war. That's my position. You seem to be advocating for war, and that's not my position. So you're asking me to defend your position, which I don't agree with. So I don't understand.
We have options, and I think whether Trump is aware of all the things he could be doing and is rejecting them, or he's not being told of a lot of things he could be doing by an industrial complex that isn't necessarily interested in winning, but just having an endless war.
Uh-huh.
Right? You either want a quick war or an endless war. Which one do you make more money off of?
No war.
The endless war.
No war. Right? The American people make more money if there's no war. I appreciate the call, Jefferson. Thank you for the call. Here's the thing. When you advocate for stuff like this, you're advocating for World War III. You're advocating to go up the escalation ladder. If we use secret weapon, they're going to use secret weapon, whatever. That's World War III. All right. And that's not what I stand for, ladies and gentlemen. I stand for peace. And just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. Just because you can kill all the Palestinians doesn't mean you should. Just because you can annex Lebanon doesn't mean you should. Just because you can invade Iran doesn't mean you should. Okay? So, like, sure, we could drop 1,000 nuclear weapons and destroy the planet, and then we'd be king of everything forever, but then we'd all be dead. So, like, I don't understand. It's like, yeah, we could terrorize the population with the sonic weapon to beat them into submission. You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of using loudspeakers to humiliate and propagandize a population. That's a war crime. So, I just don't get it, bro. I don't get how people sitting over here, bro's in Virginia. Okay, we're in the lap of luxury over here in the West. How you can be like, yeah, you know, we'll just use the sonic weapons and we'll just drop rods from God on the desert people because we need to win the war. It's got to be quick anyway. How about no war? How about we retreat? How about we say diplomatic relationships? How about we say it's over? We can't do that because we're the empire, folks, and the empire never says die. But good thing for me, I'm not a servant of the empire. I'm a servant of the republic. I'm like Obi-Wan Kenobi, okay? I stand for the republic, for democracy, not for your new empire. And to those out there that support that stuff, you're getting what you want right now. So how do you like it? Is it working out for you? You know, I debated a series of fat, old, rich men who came on my program, the Quartering and Andrew Wilson, who told me, it never gets any better. All the presidents are bad. Well, if you don't support Trump, you support the Democrats. And Trump isn't nearly as bad as the Democrats. These people are murderers, okay? And rich, fat, old men co-sign it because it doesn't affect them and the stock market goes up and it makes them more money. I'm broke. My friends are dead. OD'd, killed themselves, you name it. That's my reality. Okay, I'm graduating class of 2020. I didn't get to bloviate around in the 90s like y'all did, okay? So no more wars, no more death, no more crazy G.I. Joe type weapons. It's over, okay? The youth is not going to accept it anymore because we want domestic prosperity and tranquility, and we don't get that unless there's peace on Earth. And guess who's causing the violence on Earth? It's us, people. And I'm making that point again. It's not the Israelis even. They want to do it. We're paying for it, okay? If we didn't pay for it, they couldn't do it. So it's really our decision out there. And let me look at the clock. I got 20 seconds left. Get out there and talk to 10, 20, 100 people, as many people as you can every day, and let them know there is an illegal war of aggression that they are paying for, that they are co-signing, and they need to stand up and not accept it for 1 second longer. I'm Rex Jones, War Room. Find me, Gray Area Talks, New American Journal, on Rumble, 50%off.com, 50%off.com.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is what we're, this is our new normal. That, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach? In California, Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. This is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple,
but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack, a massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.